In today's episode, I'm sharing with you the way I plan the summer holidays, looking at scheduling my time, setting expectations, and practicing compassion. This is how legends are made. Hi guys, hope you're doing well wherever you are. This is a kind of a grey Tuesday afternoon, and it's a little bit of a episode for you. The morning has been busy. I had a client in central London at Bloomberg, which is an amazing place to go and see architecturally. It's amazing. And the session was good. It's interesting because whilst there wasn't a huge amount on the table to go through, we still found a few things to tweak, some things to kind of improve and consider, which is great. I mean, one of the things I say in the coaching, it's not about kind of MOTing your entire life. It's discussing whatever comes to mind, what you feel you need to attend to. And I think, you know, creating that kind of freedom is important rather than like kind of going through a checklist and analyzing everything. If the person's happy and, you know, doing what they want to do, then great, I'm not needed. Anyway, so that was great. Bloomberg, lots of fun, great place. But the main thing that I think is on my mind at the moment, I'll share, is just about planning and scheduling. A couple of months really are going to be busy. Summer holidays, obviously, but I'm the primary carer for that period of time. So I will be managing around about 4.5 to 5 weeks of that time, which is quite a bit. And so what I'm doing is looking at my period of time to see what my availability is for clients, what I may need to consider for the children, and just beginning to pace it out. One of the things for work particularly is kind of creating content, which I love to do. And obviously that my window of opportunity to do that is going to shrink. I'm going to have to probably look at what I do currently and see if that can actually apply, you know, in the summer months. And the thing that I find most useful when I approach this, and maybe something is useful for you, is to really limit, if not reduce to zero, any expectations of what I can achieve. The frustrations that we have sometimes come from wanting to do 5 things, but when we aren't able to, for lots of reasons, and these can be good reasons, if we're not able to, it's about saying that's okay and kind of practicing a bit of self-compassion and forgiveness that maybe we can't get all the things we want done. So for me, having experienced, this goes back to previous histories, when I was taking care of my kids for the very first time, when my youngest was 10 months old, I was very frustrated by trying to get some work done and try to take care of him. It didn't work out well. It wasn't a pretty scene. I'm not proud. What came from that though, and I do share with everyone, was everything shifted the minute I stopped expecting to do what I wanted to do and shifted it to gratitude or being grateful for getting anything that I wanted to get done in the day. The minute I made that, I guess, awareness shift or just sort of different lens, that allowed me to really see the situation in a better light. I was less frustrated or angry or upset at times. I was fully focused on my son more, and I allowed myself a bit of compassion that I couldn't always get to everything I wanted to do. And that lesson still stays with me. It's really important. It's really powerful because to make sure we stay in a place of gratitude, to being grateful for what we do have rather than expecting what we wish to have and it not arriving. There is one that would seem obviously more empowering than the other. So when I'm looking at the summer months, my goals are, I would love to achieve these things here. These are my ideals, but I maybe have to be flexible on how I'm going to achieve them. So for example, the biggest one is doing an episode for Facebook or YouTube. And that may be more challenging because the kids are going to be around and I may not want to do that. So I'll have to look at saying, well, what do I want to achieve? And how can I do it in a different way? And maybe as it comes to me, I'll just do lots of small 1 minute Instagram videos and put them up there and have something there. And then maybe on a weekend, if I have more time, I'll just grab them from the week or whatever they are and just kind of like cut them together and put them out as a single YouTube video. And for me, this is a way of making it work with the resources and the time that I have available. I think I'll go into the summer holidays really struggling to kind of get all these things done at the same time, leaving me frustrated disengaged from the kids and just basically not happy. And that would not be the best use of my time or my energy. So just to summarize, I'm looking at the summer holidays coming up, how I'm gonna plan that out, how I'm gonna reduce my expectations to zero, create a plan that is reasonable to achieve within my resources, and be flexible in how I achieve it. And maybe look at when in the day I achieve it. Maybe certain things will have to move around. And that for me is the best win when it comes to dealing with this, particularly, you know, if you know someone or if you're a parent as well who will be kind of doing a lot of the childcare over summer holidays. You know, we can be so hard on ourselves and set high standards when we need to stop and look at reality and say, actually, it's not going to work out, and I need to be having a good time with the children, not one where it's stressed or anxious. So just a little thing that I'm doing and how my day has been. And in that, I hope you got something of benefit. So anyway, that's my final thought. So I hope you're doing all fantastically well wherever you are, and I'll catch you on the next episode. How legends are made.